Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing love you, but not in love with you. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. So now let's get back to today's podcast, and today we're discussing love you but not in love with you. And if you have ever heard these words, then you are going to be feeling confused, you are going to be wanting further answers, and the likelihood is that the person saying them to you will say, I can't say anymore, I've told you exactly how I feel, and that's that. And you're going to walk away from the conversation feeling bemused. So, in essence, there are two main possibilities of how you would have been told this sentence. And it will either be as part of a breakup, which of course is a little bit more obvious, and they've said to you, look, I still love you, but I'm no longer in love with you, and I'm going to end the relationship. The second option, which is more confusing, is if your partner says this to you, but doesn't actually want to end the relationship. And that is normally because that there are children involved in your life. For instance, probably, you know, you live together, you've got a few children, and they don't want to break up the happy home as the children kind of see it, even though it's not a happy home for them and quite possibly for you as well. So you're looking at it from these two angles. So either they're actually ending the relationship when they say it, or they're just kind of almost informing you and they just want to carry on as normal. And you're going to be thinking, what on earth, you know, where do I go from here on this? Well, I'm here to tell you on today's podcast what this actually means and to try to dissect the words a little bit more. So if somebody says to you, I love you, but I'm no longer in love with you, what this actually means is that they no longer have romantic attraction to you. So that can be emotionally or physical or quite possibly both. And it means that they see you as like a friend. So you haven't probably done anything to completely destroy their love for you. You know, it's probably more of a drifting apart type thing. So that's why they can say they love you, but they're no longer in love with you. And if you're in this position, then you need to be thinking to yourself how you wish to proceed. And if you want to rekindle that love, if you want the relationship to kind of grow and be as good as it once was, or even better, then your next move is crucial. So if they're telling you this as part of a breakup speech, then of course you have now been dumped. And I suggest that you listen to the various podcasts I've done on trying to get your ex back, as well as checking out my book, which is on my website, dateme.tips. And that book is specifically written as a way to try and help you get your ex back. So that, although a confusing statement to listen to, at least you understand the situation. And the situation is that they have ended the relationship. You need to stay as emotionally stable as possible, even though it's been a total shock. And as I said, listen to the podcasts ASAP, and you will be on the right track to give you the best chance of trying to get your ex back. But what happens if your partner tells you this and they don't actually end the relationship? So one day your partner comes up to you and says, look, you know, things haven't been quite right and I just need to tell you that I love you, but I'm no longer in love with you. But because of the children, or maybe because of some other circumstance, you know, I want to keep together and just kind of carry on as we are. And now you're in a bit of a predicament, because you might have been unaware of how they was feeling, even if you realised things weren't quite right. And now you've been told, and you need to have a further discussion with them. Communication is key. Without good communication, there is no real relationship anyway. But you need to clarify exactly what makes them feel like this. And they will, hopefully at least, tell you the reasons why they've come to this new mindset. And if you think the requests they make about you, or the changes they suggest, or, you know, if you think these things are possible for you to do, then you need to be working on your relationship. Also, make sure to put your side of the debate across as well. However, if they actually say to you things which you think are unreasonable, then you need to think very carefully about whether you want to end the relationship. Because if you're with somebody who is being unreasonable, even if you have children together or some other reason why they suggest you stick together, then how do you feel that for the rest of your life you will be living without romance, you will be living without proper love, you will be living in a scenario where possibly even they're suggesting that they will date others? You know, you just don't know how this might kind of be presented, you know, and you don't want to be in a position where you don't feel these real passionate human emotions. So it's something that might seem like, no, look, for the family, I need to stick together. But it's not selfish to think of yourself in the long term. Like, everybody deserves to be happy. So you might have this discussion and you might think, you know what, I want to end the relationship myself because I can't live like this. And that's only something you can decide after having a good conversation. Always remember to stay calm as you can, as emotionally stable as you can, and listen to what your partner says and then put your points across as well. The other possibility is that after this discussion, that hopefully you'll be able to have with them to kind of go deeper into why they've said it, that they might then think, you know what, I am actually going to end the relationship. I know I said I wasn't, but now I'm going to. And of course, at that point, you now have two choices. One is you want to try to get your ex back. And as I said at the start, make sure you listen to my podcasts on those subjects and also check out the book on my website. Or you might be thinking, you know, that's amicable. I've heard what you've got to say. You now want to end the relationship. And I also think that is the best thing to do. And you just need to remember that with or without your partner, you know, you can have a positive future. Everybody deserves happiness, and people shouldn't be kind of forced together if they're not feeling happy and content. Of course, you want to try to work on your relationship. Of course, there are bumps in the road. I'm not talking about these minor kind of things that you can get over, but if things just aren't feeling right, then you have the right to be happy, and so does your partner. And this is something that needs to be discussed. It needs to be through conversation. You need to see if you can work things through, and you need to do this in an adult and stable manner. But if you can't, then there is no, you know, there's nothing to be scared of about trying to find a new kind of relationship and a new path for yourself, because although it will take time, ultimately you will have a positive future, and I'm sure your partner will as well if things are amicable and, you know, you want to be kind of both going off and trying to do your own thing, whilst if you've got children, making sure they both feel love from you both and they both see you treating each other with respect. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. It's just trying to give you a bit of meaning for that phrase that we all dread to hear, love you but not in love with you, and what it actually means. And ultimately it means that the person no longer has romantic attraction for you. It's going to be emotional attraction we've lost, and quite possibly physical as well. So you need to consider how this can be fixed and whether their requests are reasonable about how to try to fix your relationship. And if that's not possible, then you need to go through self-improvement and try to find your own path in life. And if you want to try to get your ex back, even if they say at the time, no, that's it forever, trust me, it is possible. It doesn't always happen, but if you do the correct things, you stand a great chance of getting your ex back. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to today, and I will drop another podcast soon.